Once a year, a wave of neon pink splashes down across Wrangell's Muskeg Meadows golf course.
You can hear laughter from one end of that course to the other.
Patty Gilbert is president of the WMC Foundation, a Wrangell nonprofit aimed at helping support cancer patients in the region.
When the foundation was organized in 2005, the foundation realized the hardship of traveling out of town for cancer care.
The WMC Foundation offers travel and lodging reimbursements of up to $1,200 per year to anyone being treated for cancer in any southeast community south of Petersburg with a population of 5,000 people or less.
Our foundation helps with all types of cancer.
So the foundation puts on a yearly fun and frolic golf fundraiser, bringing together women from Wrangell and Petersburg to raise money for the cancer care program.
You don't need to know how to play golf. In fact, it kind of hinders you if you know how to play golf.
Each hole on the nine-hole course has a different challenge, prize, or theme. Participants may have to tee off with their foot in a bucket or substitute a golf ball for a wiffle ball at another hole. Chris Ellis plans out the course. She says the event was originally a more traditional golf tournament, modeled after major breast cancer research fundraisers down south, like the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Here in Wrangell, that plan didn't work real well. And so over the years, we have simplified things, made it more user-friendly, and hopefully much more fun. There were some costs involved in being part of that Komen Foundation that we really couldn't afford because we're not that big. So we just turned it into rally for our local cancer care.
As such, the event is geared toward women, but it's not just for breast cancer. The event raises money for all types of cancer treatment, and men are allowed to participate.
We wouldn't turn any men away.
If they want to fun and frolic, they are welcome.
and right, all they have to do is put up with the giggles of 50, 70 women out on the course.
And yep. Lots of pink decorations.
Lots of pink.
There will be a lot of pink. Mm-hmm.
In keeping with the breast cancer rally roots, Gilbert says the WMC Foundation has also partnered with local tribal health provider, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH.
Last year, we partnered with SEARCH, and it vastly increased and doubled our donations, the amount of fun that we had, the amount of participation. It was a win-win partnering with SEARCH. So this year we're going to do it again.
SEARCH sponsors the first hole of the tournament with a prize of $300 for the closest drive to the line. They also provide goodie bags and run carnival games to raise additional funds. Wrangell Medical Center Imaging Director Jackie Spry says last year the games raised almost $600, but she says that's not the event's only purpose.
It is a lot of fun, but it's also really important for us to be able to pass on education while we're there at our tent.
They share information at the event about breast cancer screenings. Spry explains Wrangell has some state-of-the-art mammography equipment that SEARCH wants to make sure community members know they have access to.
We're very fortunate to have that technology on our small island, and it's important because 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, where 1 in 800 men get breast cancer. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of death among women in the United States, following lung cancer.
Amanda Hayes is a mammographer at Wrangell Medical Center. She says she values the one-on-one opportunities the fundraiser provides to talk to people about breast cancer screening.
We realize here at the hospital that a mammogram, that's nobody's favorite exam, but it's important that we take that step and be our own advocates, so let's get in there and get it taken care of.
For people who don't want to play the course but want to support the cause, there's a putting contest and silent auction, as well as the SEARCH-sponsored carnival-style games, all with their own prizes. And Gilbert says the event includes a pulled pork lunch donated by SEARCH, both local grocery stores, and a dessert from local bakery Sweet Tides, another nod to the event's origins.
Sweet Tides generously offered to provide the cupcakes, but she specifically said only if she could make booby cupcakes.
The event also includes a moment to honor those who have battled cancer. Ann Kramer is a retired mammographer and board member of the WMC Foundation.
Each year we have the opportunity, you can pick out one little pieces of cloth or hearts in different shapes. You can write the name on it of your loved one who has had any type of cancer, and then it is ironed on and it will be there forever.
Kramer says the event, with its socializing and underlying goal to support people in need, is important. important.
I have personally been the recipient of a tremendous amount of generosity from this community. And it is overwhelming and so special for me to be able to do something constructive to give back and to help. Plus, it's a whole lot of fun. And so if you don't go, you're missing out.
WMC Foundation Treasurer Olinda White says the application for travel or lodging reimbursement is simple. Just a one-page form and a place to attach receipts.
People seem to think they have to send an application in before they go get their care to reserve funds. Send your application in after you travel and come back and have the receipts for your travel that you can attach to it. We don't reserve funds for anyone, but when we get the receipts and stuff with it, then we go ahead and pay it.
She says the foundation has disbursed over $152,000 to more than 180 people since it started in the mid-2000s. So far this year, White says they've supported over a dozen cancer patients from Wrangell, Petersburg, and Metlakatla. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.